Hi, this is Pastor Russ with a Daily Dose for June 7th. 1 Kings 1 and 2, all about the handoff. No king, president, dictator, potentate, emperor, premier, or supreme poobah lives forever. As flesh, they go the way of all flesh. Succession in leadership is a huge issue for any government, no matter its type. On what basis is the next leader chosen? Bloodline and birth order? Election? Military might? Accomplishments? Political influence? Money? As King David went the way of all the earth, his choice of Solomon as his successor obviously did not meet with universal approval or support in Israel. After all, Solomon was the son of what many considered an illicit union between David and Bathsheba. All those half-brothers of Solomon from bluer bloodlines were potential rivals. Some of them, like Adonijah or Absalom, had staked their claim to the throne while David was still alive and rallied many powerful supporters to their causes. David's charge to Solomon that he deal decisively with rivals like his brother Adonijah or Shimei of Benjamin and Joab, the military commander, reflects the fact that Solomon's reign was insecure at this early stage. If Solomon were to allow powerful people to continue to pursue their own agendas, his throne would be short-lived and the ensuing turmoil disastrous for the whole nation. Solomon was gracious to his rivals, giving them the opportunity to show their loyalty to the nation and to assent to his legitimacy as king. That they ultimately failed and were executed for their treason was a reflection of their heart condition and rebellious actions, not of excessively difficult terms imposed on them by Solomon. Solomon truly lived the meaning of his name, the man of peace. As God had brought David and Bathsheba peace in their union with the birth of Solomon, so Solomon brought peace to a nation troubled by internal factions and rivalry. Remember, too, that Solomon bore another name given to him by the prophet Nathan, Jedidiah, beloved of God. Aren't God's ways fabulous? The son of a troubled union became the heir of his father's heart attitude, a man after God's own heart. God chose Solomon to be the one that would sit on David's throne because he shared David's passion. That by itself was his qualification to rule. Is not passion for the living God the one thing that enables any of us to endure, whether we are kings or ordinary mortals? Thanks for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow.